Pamela, Pamela Schmidt, Schmitt, 28, 63. Today's 1/4/23, right? 1/4/23. Chip complaint. I'm tired of the swellings in my neck, number one. Number two, not eating. Number three, weakness. Number four, weight loss. Number five, my voice is getting worse. Number six, history hearing loss. Number seven, swelling in the legs at the end of the day. Number eight, palpitation. Next number, history of SVT. Next number is abdominal discomfort. This is a 59-year-old woman who is married, was married for 13 years, then she got divorced, then she's back with her ex-husband, who is here with her today, period. In the paragraph, she works at Walmart, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's been pregnant 3 times. She's been dealing with glomus tumors, that's G-L-O-M-U-S tumors, that arise from the carotid artery on either side of her neck for some time. The last time she had surgery was in 1993. She lost her earring in the right ear. The tumor went away, of course, after surgery, but then it has grown back. This is a non-malignant tumor because of the fact that she had such a hard time with her surgery. Ended up in the ICU for 10 days. She's chosen not to deal with this, and she's put up with the change in her voice, most likely related to recurrent laryngeal nerve involvement, difficulty with swallowing, swelling in her neck. Her neck is on the right, the swelling on the left side is big as a tennis ball. On the right side, half of a volleyball size. This is quite unsightly, quite uncomfortable, and patient has chosen to do nothing about it, period. In the paragraph, during Christmas time, they had a family get together, and she was urged to see a doctor and do something about this right away, period. In the paragraph, social, divorced, but back with her ex-husband, works at Walmart, pregnant 3 times, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Allergy, codeine, morphine, last period, 2010. Surgery, neck tumor surgery, 1993, with complications, the removal of the ear canal on the right side, hearing loss is gone on the right side, and quite difficult surgery, and spend time in ICU. That's why she doesn't want to have anything to do about recurrent surgery or removal of the glomus tumor. Also has had tubal ligation, no hysterectomy, medical problems, SVT, hearing loss, history of shingles, neuropathy, supraventricular tachycardia, was hospitalized about a year ago in the hospital and had full workup done, is now taking a Tylenol 25 milligram, half a tablet with some help. Review of system as above, medication, Tylenol 25 milligram, half a tablet twice a day. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, ovarian cancer. She was quite concerned about that because her mom lost weight before she died. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Mom and dad both had glomus tumors as well. 122 pounds, down 10 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 1689, 150 over 90. Heart puzzles, some puzzles to lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, neck shows evidence of large mass on the right side and the left side as was described above, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows edema. Assessment, number one, weight loss. Number two, it's time for her to have blood work done. Number three, family history of ovarian cancer. We looked at her pelvic via abdominal ultrasound and pelvic ultrasound. No evidence of masses or tumors were noted. Next number. Your analysis today is negative. Next number, history of SVT. Because of her history of SVT, we looked at her echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of leg edema, we looked at her legs to make sure there's no DVT or PVT. PVD, none was found. Next number is change in her voice related to the large tumor in her neck. Next number is referred to Dr. Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, who will refer her to medical center if he can't do anything about her. Next number, I'm hoping they can help her with possible laser treatment and or something short of surgery since 1993. Next number, EKG today shows no evidence of SVT. Next number, SVT symptoms are controlled. Next number, EKG shows poor R-wave progression, most likely variant. Next number, no SVT wave elevation consistent with myocardial infarction noted. Next number, come back in 2 weeks. Next number, check blood work. Next number, see Dr. Douglas. Next number, hearing loss. Next number, family history of ovarian cancer. Next number, she needs a mammogram. Next number, she needs a colonoscopy. Next number, she wants to hold off on those till she gets her neck under control. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.